speak too, as far as that goes. We'll call our meeting to order. Jim said he'd kind of get the ball rolling for us. You're all welcome. Thanks for coming. And
so obviously we're here to talk about some grant money that we are trying to we're going to apply for. So the original meeting we set up was strictly for the letter of intent. There's multiple processes to the step. We were notified, obviously, by the I guess it's DSS about the grant possibilities, and what we need to do is talk about the letter of intent. There's multiple steps. Obviously, we need to make a decision first for the letter of intent. Then we need to talk about the county. Are they going to be the administrator? Are we going to use a subcontractor? Things like that. So what we're going to try to do is break it down to multiple steps in the meeting, and then we should be able to accomplish everything. But I wanted to go ahead and just introduce and have Ron come to the microphone and kind of start that process, and then public comment will just, we're pretty informal. So,
well, let me state before I read the prepared comments that I have that the letter of intent is required, and if the letter of intent is not completed and approved by the county commission by July 6th, which is Monday, then there will be no application for the funds, and Taney County will not receive the funding. So the first step is imperative that it be taken before we can move on, and I'll explain that as I go forward. The County Commission needs to approve a letter that will denote one of three options. Number one, serving as official notice that Taney County intends to decline the opportunity to apply for designated funds. Number two, apply for a full allocation of designated funds. Number three, apply for a partial allocation of designated funds. Again, the deadline for this action is July 6, 2009. The recommendation of Joan Chowning and me is that the Taney County Commission submits a letter of intent to apply for a full allocation of funds. And I will read to you a motion that I have drafted for your consideration. I move that this commission take all necessary actions, including letter of intent, for Taney County to accept Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, HPRP, grant funding in accordance with offer of funding as stated in Missouri Department of Social Services letter dated June 22, 2009. Upon Department of Social Services receipt of the Taney County letter of intent to apply, an application form will be sent to the county. Taney County will then have 30 days to return the completed application. So it's my request that you all make this motion, and in so doing, we've also drafted a letter of intent, which I will distribute to you, or I think you have a copy.
I've got a copy.
Okay. And hopefully move forward, at least with the first step of this process.
So let me just make, Danny, you want to make that motion? All we're doing is, I mean, like I said, the first process is we, you know, there was a lot of conversations this week about, do we have to assign a subcontractor? Is the county going to do it themselves? Excuse me. That's not necessary in this first step for the first deadline. And so what, you know, all we're going to do is, like I said, we're going to take it one step at a time here. So I'll make the motion that the commission takes all necessary steps and actions, including letter of intent to Taney County to accept the Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program grant funding in accordance with the offers funded and stated in the Missouri Department of Social Services. Here's your copy. That way we don't have to
type. I'll second the motion.
So,
okay, discussion. This letter that you just handed,
mm-hmm.
At the bottom says, I understand that by submitting this letter of intent to apply for HPRP funding, I'm certifying that I understand that Taney County will be responsible for monitoring to ensure compliance with applicable state, federal, and local requirements for HPRP, and that Taney County will be responsible to ensure that any activities are carried out in collaboration manner to maximize state and federal ARRA funding streams and to incur minimal administrative cost.
Right.
Question that's come up in talking to Alan and others is the responsible party being, well, you mentioned it earlier, whether it be the city of Branson or the county or OCAC or whoever it might be, Is that what this is speaking to? Responsible?
What we're saying is that we have to accept the funds, and then once we accept the funds, then we have to make a decision if Taney County employees want to administer, or do we want to go ahead and subcontract out.
So this is not speaking to who would be doing that contract?
No. This is strictly saying that we are going to do whatever it takes, either, and that's part of this discussion. It'll probably be part two or part three of today's discussion is, that is a separate discussion. We're just saying that with all grants, we're going to make sure we abide by all the rules with that grant, either if we manage it ourselves or if we decide to go to a subcontractor agreement.
Okay. So if I could, are there any other questions on this from anybody?
Let me add to those comments, if I could, in the last part of the paragraph that you read. Regardless if Taney County administers this or if you subcontract with another agency, the county is going to be responsible for the overall monitoring.
Right. And that's why I kind of wanted to try to break it up in parts so that we don't confuse multiple sections.
I just didn't want us voting on
that
the county is responsible if there's another step.
Right.
Okay, very good. Any other questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Motion carried.
So you want to continue, Ron, or?
Yes, if that's all right.
Yep.
The county commission should also decide whether the commission itself will deliver services directly or subcontract HPRP grant application, management, and service delivery with a nonprofit agency / organization or another unit of local government. Now, gentlemen, Joan and I have read the general application requirements, eligible activities, ineligible and prohibited activities, eligible program participants, participant requirements, prevention assistance, rapid rehousing assistance, application requirements, which includes 9 major components, planning requirements and coordination with other community planning efforts, compliance with fair housing and civil rights laws, invoicing, performance reports, monitoring, and a host of other federal and state requirements. We mention this because it's our strongest recommendation that this commission not directly attempt delivery of these crucial services. We wholeheartedly recommend and advise you to enter into an agreement through a subcontract with a proven agency that will meet all criteria established by DSS, an agency that will develop the required HPRP Taney County plan for your approval, an agency that will develop the HPRP application and management program for your approval, and an agency that will implement the HPR grant in accordance with all federal, state, and commission terms and conditions. Now, the Division of Social Services informs us that a subcontractor should utilize the following guiding principles for effective use of HPRP resources. Resources should be targeted to households with the highest likelihood of becoming homeless. Programs should provide just enough assistance to prevent or end an episode of homelessness, stretching resources as far as possible. Distribution of funds should achieve maximum access for needy Missourians while minimizing administrative costs as much as possible. And HPRP funds should supplement and complement existing programs. Subgrantees should have the infrastructure, capacity, and experience to distribute funds rapidly to Missourians with housing needs that have been caused by the downturn in the economy. This all comes straight from the guidelines that DSS has forwarded to us. Now, should the Taney County Commission decide to subcontract with a nonprofit / organization or another unit of local government, those are your two options, this in no way means that other nonprofit agencies or local governments will automatically be cut off from potential HPRP funding. A subcontractor should serve as a focus point that will best be able to help Taney County citizens across all spectrums. Programs and agencies specific to certain populations can still come to the selected subcontractor to attain support for their clients. With the short time frame in mind, we are recommending that the Commission approve the following action. Immediately establish a date to receive statements of qualification. And when I mentioned the short time frame, in speaking with DSS and other counties that have been involved in this process in the past, it takes about 6 weeks to develop a plan. The longer we take, which is why we're in the hurried mode of asking for the, or I'm asking you to quickly go out and get a statement of qualifications, we're going to have about 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks left to cram 6 weeks' work into. And what that means is that whomever your subcontractor is, if that's what you opt to do, following interviews, et cetera, with individuals or companies, or, well, rather with these agencies, if that's what you opt to do, we have to be able to move forward in as expeditious manner as possible in order to make all the time frames that are created federally and by the state.
So bottom line is, in talking to Ron and Joan, because we've been working on this for a little while, is I don't believe Taney County needs to step into a position to be in the focus. I really think we should consider subbing out, subcontracting out. So what I came up with Joan and Ron is I'd like to open up a statement of qualifications time period for the agencies that want to participate. Now, I think everyone understands the timeline is very, very short. So we're not going to have the luxury of allowing this out for 4 to 6 weeks because our timeline's so short. So with Joan and Ron's help, we've come up with some questions. And then what I wanted to show you is, and this is for your copies, guys, these are some questions that came out of the grant process. And what, and there's just multiple questions, and I have some copies for everybody. But what I want to do is open the process today, basically saying we open the statement of qualification process, which is what I'd like to see is have whatever agency make sure they answer at least these questions, and then additionally statements of qualifications that as it relates to this grant. We would leave it open until the 10th of July, which only gives a very short timeline. I hope you understand and you understand that we're on a very time crunch here. We would then, as a commission, review the applications publicly the next following Monday, and then on the next following day, we would then interview our top applicants to discuss what the process is to awarding the subcontractor or how we want to disperse the funds.
And even given the guideline that you're laying out, that's going to put us behind, quite frankly, even more days with that to consider, because part of the plan, part of the work that has to be done on your behalf that you approve, is if you select a subcontractor, they have to in turn talk with the incorporated areas within the city, with the other agencies that deal with homelessness. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of work that has to go into the plan, and you can't do that just by sitting at your desk. You're required to get out in the community and talk to the cities, find out what the problem areas are, et cetera. And I mean, there's a lot of criteria that has to be gathered, so it's a time-consuming process.
And knowing that, but being fair to all agencies, that's the bottom line, is I want to make sure, obviously, there's some major agencies that we're all very familiar with, Christian Associates, Christian Action Ministries, Church Army. Those are all well-known, you know, but there's also other ones that this grant could substantially help them if they had the opportunity to access the money. So I want to make sure it's available to all these agencies to at least respond to us to see if they have an expertise in homeless prevention, because that's all that's what we have to focus on, is the homeless prevention, because it relates to this grant. Knowing that we're putting a major constraint on the process, I don't see any other way to do it. Now, obviously, I'm throwing this out to suggestions, but the questions here came off of basically the grant, the application, and reading multiple documents is where we got the questions. But it's not limited to that. It's that plus your qualifications of, as it relates to homeless prevention. Go ahead.
Go back, if you would. Mm-hmm. These questions came from where?
From multiple documents. The letter we got from Social Services, and of course the.
Okay.
This. So we kind of.
You and Ron worked these up. Is that right?
Primarily Ron and Joan have worked this out, and I've reviewed them as they've gone along. And this is not all inclusive, but this is the high points. Is that what you correct? The keys.
When I came to you all at the last commission meeting and asked established this as a time to bring this information to you, since that time, Joan and I went through, put the questions together, and again, as Jim stated, we drew it from the documents that had been forwarded us through DSS, and they all pertain to homelessness prevention issues, and they are questions that DSS puts to you as the overseeing board to make sure that all these things are in place. So,
right. And I didn't follow your timeline, if you don't mind. Run that through.
It's accurate.
6 months? You said something.
6 weeks. We have to have everything done. And
what I said was the plan takes about that long to craft, but we're not going to have that much time as we eat into this month, because the deadlines that DSS has set for us are very narrow. And now when you complicate that with the reporting that is coming down with this stimulus funding through the Fed and the transparency that they're requesting, it just multiplies many times over what used to happen when these type of projects were carried forward. There's a lot of deadlines now that have to be met. But the primary one that had to be done now, you've already voted upon. That was the letter of intent. And Chuck, once that letter of intent is sent in, we will receive an application from DSS that has to be filled out. And it is my hope that at that time you have whomever you have selected to move forward as the in the subcontract is the agency that fills that out, not us.
Is that application available? Has anybody seen one?
I have not, sir.
We don't get it until we give them a letter of intent.
I just thought maybe it was available somewhere that you could see what you were getting into.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this kind of defines all the requirements that you're going to have. So, but I like I said, we could easily, if we, my whole hope of this whole grant was to reduce the administrative costs by multiple agencies getting a piece of the money, where if we could have one major sub, and then if they wanted to have subs of subs, that would reduce the administration, but still have a focal point for. Go ahead, Danny.
To be monitored by us.
Yeah, we still have to monitor.
The ultimate responsibility is to be monitored by us or an assignee.
The ultimate authority is going to rest with the county commission.
Right. We still have ultimate.
Okay.
And what you're asking of whomever it is that you subcontract with, one of the first things they're going to need to do is develop the plan that they will bring to you for approval. And then that subcontractor is going to work with every other agency that might be interested within this county, because quite frankly, that's where the need lies. These are the agencies that deal with these people on a daily basis and know who they are.
Okay, let me ask this question. And as you mentioned before, we have multiple people that would be considered for subs that would bring plans forward. Is there a possibility that those multiple people considered for the sub could take, would be responsive to other ideas and other things presented by the different groups, to develop the best plan? You understand what I'm saying?
The criteria of the plan, first and foremost, is overseen by the governing agencies, federally and state. So it all has to incorporate what they have sent down. And I mean, it's really, as I've been reading as much as I can, for example, if somebody has missed a mortgage payment, you can't just help them with. Now, there are others here that could probably answer this much better than me, but in my reading, what I see, just as a common guy reading it, if I just missed a mortgage payment or I missed two mortgage payments, these funds are not to cover that. It's if you're getting ready to lose your house. If you have nowhere else to move, if you're not just your utility payment hasn't been paid this month or last month or not, your electricity is getting ready to be paid off. I mean, there's some really strict criteria before these funds can be doled out. And as I understand it, the funds are not doled out to the individual. They go to pay whomever it is that those bills are owed to.
Okay. To get back to what I was trying to set up, is there a, as we have a sub in any of the three or the multiple organizations, Do they have a board, Ron, that they themselves make the decision if it meets the criteria? Or do we, as the county commission, I mean, we're not going to take these individually based
they would,
situations.
If we,
do they have a board themselves that they set up that is statutorily set up for 3 to 5 people? Or am I understanding whenever they present their program for distribution, will it say that board members will be making this decision? You see what I'm saying?
There is part of the statement of qualifications, they will have to submit their process to dole out funds. And that's part of our review is, what is the process? Is it just one individual? Is it a board? And part of those questions is, what is their decision criteria to deciding? But that, to answer your question, that's part of the qualification. Because I don't know, I mean, I know there's multiple agencies represented here. I don't know their process.
Right.
But that's part of what they need to help us understand. I mean, Ron, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time we're actually attempting to get these funds.
Right. Cheney County has never applied for these funds in the past.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, the first I even knew about these plans was when Christian Associates presented us with a project.
Right.
One of the 166 projects that we have. So in reading through that, I learned a little bit about it and began to follow it and track what was going to happen, which is why we've been aware of when the funds were passed. We knew what the amount was going to be, but we didn't know how much the formula was going to kick back to Taney County. We've really waited and just learned that recently. Matter of fact, what was reported in the press, when I mentioned Christian Associates when I spoke with you all the last time, the reason I did that is because they were the ones that submitted the project. So I was just reading from that. But
we're used to the challenges.
Well, what I started to say was, I know that Allen's here, and I know that Stone County has done this for a number of years. We haven't. It's our first venture. So I'm learning as you guys are learning and just trying to present as I'm finding the deadlines to hopefully get you all to.
And my biggest thing, Ron, I was with you and Joan in here, the deadlines, you know, that I've come up with, this is, once again, this is my paper. I mean, the deadlines I came up with, knowing that we're putting us behind schedule, but still, I believe we need to do the due diligence, at least making it available to all agencies.
No, I agree with you.
So you've seen my timelines. I think I showed them to you upstairs the first time just a little while ago. I mean, is that something that you guys are acceptable?
Whatever you guys decide.
I mean, but it's within reason. I mean, obviously putting the burden on the application process.
The only problem, gentlemen, is the amount of time that's left to create the plan that has to go forth based upon, I mean, it takes a long time to sit down with all the entities that are going to be involved and put the plan together.
Right.
And to craft the plan, then to bring it back to you three for your approval. And then you have to approve it and then move forward. It's not something that can be done in a day or two or a week. In talking to different counties, it's a month, 6 weeks project.
Well, this is the fastest I felt like we do without, I mean, this is probably the quickest I think we could do this without doing an injustice. That's why I came up with the dates.
This is not going to be the only time the stimulus funds are handed down with new guidelines and new timelines,
right,
wherein we don't have much time to act. So as we find those with other projects in the future, we're going to be looking at trying to make the same decisions in a hurried manner, I think.
Okay, I've talked to a few folks in the room with questions and asking questions. Somewhere in talking to Alan or got something from him that he was talking about two people in an office. Am I remembering that right, Alan?
That was one of the ways I would implement.
Okay.
That's part of the qualification process that...
Right. So, Ron and Joan, how come you, I think you use the word strongly suggest that we go to somebody, as you said, what I heard you say is Alan's the only one that you all have come in contact with?
We've talked with two or three people since this has become available. The only reason that I had mentioned Christian Associates before, again, because it's the written project that we had on file out of all the 166 different projects that we have, it's one of our projects.
When we first started the office, they submitted it.
Okay, But I thought you said something that, to your knowledge, nobody in Taney County had done this before.
No. The Taney County Commission has not opted to accept these funds before.
Okay. How about other organizations in Taney County?
The only entity that can accept these funds for counties is the county. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of you.
The agencies that are here, OCAC, Church Army, CAM, mm-hmm. those different agencies, are they in a position to use these monies? I mean, for instance, I left you a copy of the Hiding Place letter.
Yes, sir.
Is the Hiding Place...
That's included in our file now.
Are they an organization that can take these monies and get them used?
If they fit the criteria that the state and the Fed have for these funds in the plan that you all be submitted, absolutely. As will probably many organizations within Taney County that will be able to draw from the dollars that are available.
So, but you don't know if they are or they aren't at this point until you get deeper into the process?
Until they answer these questions and submit their statement of qualifications, there's no way to know if you qualify for the funds or don't.
Well, I think Chuck's asking a different question
you've got an idea of what the Hiding Place is doing, yep. what Church Army is doing. Yep. Are those organizations, are they set up, are they justified to take these monies?
If they fit the criteria for the use of the funds, Chuck, in other words, if they have somebody that's home is going to be foreclosed on, if they have somebody whose electricity is going to be turned off, those are certain criteria that says these funds can be spent on.
Right.
The funds can't be spent on a lot of things, but there are also a whole plethora of things that they can be spent on. And I will do my
very... You don't know those organizations close enough.
As it relates to this grant, that's
not
a problem.
I'm trying not to define it for one organization. I think that there are probably organizations throughout the entire county that have clients or people that they help currently that will be eligible for this. I really do. That's my
gut feeling. We're talking about organizations. There's multiple organizations that may qualify in part or in entirety, correct? We won't know until they submit the qualifications. Is that correct?
Well, I thought that the qualifications were for those agencies that wanted to be the subcontractor with the county to oversee
correct.
And administrate. I thought what Chuck was saying was there are a lot of agencies out there that have need. Will they be able to receive some of these dollars? That's my interpretation of what he said.
Okay.
And I believe that they will, and I believe that they have people that they care for and are providing a great service to that will, in fact, qualify for these funds. And that, as I understand it, is part of the process in gathering the information for the plan is to find out what they do have and what needs they do have and where they do meet those specifics. And whomever it is that subcontractor, again, has to talk with all the other agencies and with the cities and incorporated areas to see what their needs are. And if those needs fit the regulations and requirements that are set forth for this funding.
What I understand you're saying is you don't, the subcontractor might not have the most needs. You can't take a distribution of funds that are dealt out in 10,000, 5,000, whatever, because it doesn't operate like that. You might have your subcontractor could be anyone qualified, but the other organizations themselves could have more needs in their group of organizational people that they help than the person that's even the subcontractor.
It could be entirely possible.
You see what I'm... Is that the way I'm understanding that right? Is that the way you guys are catching it? Okay.
So, my thing is the timeline is really what we've got to agree upon, which is I handed you the document just so that gives everyone an opportunity to submit paperwork so that we can start the review to get this ball rolling if we're going to choose to subcontract, which I think, we haven't voted on that, but I think that we have a lot of capable agencies within the county.
And quite frankly, you don't have to vote on that today. That's
right.
Something
and I'm not saying we have to vote on that, but I would like to I'd like to get an acceptance of the timeline that I'm asking. So
you may entirely take a different tact than what I've recommended. You may think the county can certainly handle this and bring somebody on board full time to do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
you remind me, I meant to ask you, from what you read in the document is
yes, sir.
You and Joan felt like, you've already said it, but you're not comfortable doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Not qualified to do
okay.
it.
I would like to invite anyone that's here to ask questions, because y'all probably got better questions on this than I do. I talked to him for 15 or 30 minutes. You've had experience, some of these other organizations. Do you want to ask questions, comments?
Have we explained this?
Rayanne, come on up.
Have we explained this in a way that would be satisfactory that you would explain? You've already been in this situation.
I think there got some confusion between selecting the subcontractor and those that need to use it from the conversation back and forth. I think I finally got cleared up a little bit.
Okay.
Excuse me, Alan. Come on up to the mic, would you, and explain that just briefly before we give Rayanne a shot?
I think that was where there was some confusion, and that's the reason I wanted to clear that up.
I guess my point was that I think there's some confusion in the questions as to who's qualified to be the subcontractor and who has qualified clients that need to use this money. And, Danny, you're right from the aspect that the subcontractor could have zero clients. In fact, if my agency did it, I would have zero clients that I would call mine because, you know, that I work with regularly, I'd be servicing everybody else in the county. So it could be either way. So.
Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know, finally caught on to with the discussions because mm-hmm. I thought it was getting off to a point to where we thought that somebody would get 10,000 here and 5,000 here in the organization when it doesn't have anything to do with that. You have clients in your organization that need the funding, and that organization comes to your subcontractor, and at that point they apply and receive funds, right?
But I really feel that the clients that have been identified that an agency is working with is going to be a very small proportion. We know the problem with the housing in the motels over here. An agency may have three or four people they send regularly that they identify, but most of these people are going to come off the street. I feel so.
Okay, thanks. Rayanne, what you got?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Well, I just simply want to applaud the commissioners for taking this first step in applying for these funds. It's such a critical need in our community and our county. And first, of course, it's the right thing to do to help with our struggling families. Of course, it's really important for our economy that we have a strong workforce. And if you don't have a home and your family life is not stable, then you really can't be the type of worker that we need in our community. There's such obvious enthusiasm and knowledge with the various social agencies in our community, and I know many of them that are in this room today. As you move forward, and I know that you've already approved the letter that requires you to ask for the funds, two things that the city of Branson would ask you simply to consider. Of course, one of the needs in our city is substandard housing in weekly rental motel units. And I'm still unclear as to how those individuals might qualify for funding, but that is a very big need in our community. And if they would qualify, I hope that we would keep them in mind because that is a struggle. And not just in our city. Several of those units are located at our city limits and surrounding kind of our more metropolitan areas. And then I would just encourage an open process, and you're already working towards that, I see. The city of Branson for several years has had a very small fund that we use for emergency to help with emergency shelter for homeless individuals. And we use a similar open process. I think it's been embraced, and I think everyone feels like they have a chance to be heard. I also would ask that the agencies, because they are committed to what they do, I believe that they can team up together and work together. There will be more strength if they work as a team, and I think we all know that, and I think they, I would just encourage each of them to do that and be open to that. But the city of Branson is here to help in any way that we can, any resources that we can bring forth for the county and for the agencies, and simply applaud your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Others like to speak? Questions or comments? Christopher.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
My name is Christopher Welch. I'm Director of Public Relations and Development for Church Army Branson. I'm also the coordinator for the point-in-time homeless count for Taney and Stone County. The Point in Time Count is sponsored by the Governor's Committee to End Homelessness in the state of Missouri and also sponsored by Missouri Housing Trust Fund. Our efforts, as we coordinate with many agencies sitting here in the room in our county to reach those in need that are homeless or displaced, has been very aggressive the past 2 years. I've got numbers that I can give you of surveys that we've done of people that are homeless and people that are living in the weekly rentals that we're all talking about today, and also people that are living in bridges, under bridges, in tents, in the woods, in cars, families, children, people that are struggling. I first want to applaud your efforts in making this a fair process for all the agencies in the, that already exist in the county, and I look forward to that continued process from you. I see that there is great strength in that, and I appreciate that. I'm here to represent Church Army, but I'm also here to represent the community. I sit on many boards and committees in the area, and we all have one need, and that's to serve those in need. We all have a passion, and that's to make those that are struggling have a hand up. And what I'm hoping that is we can develop a process to where it is fair, not just for the agencies, but for the people that we're serving. I thank Mayor Rhian Presley for her efforts in offering the city services. We utilize the city fund to distribute funds to people that are in need, and it's been quite successful. We have many success stories, as other agencies in this room. I thank her for her offering the city, and I think that that would be a great resource. I'm just hoping that you take a good look at all the agencies in this application process. We all know the people that we serve individually. We all know them on a personal level. I think that we're all willing to also work together, as we have teamed up numerous times to reach out to those in need. Many people sitting in this room are part of the Point in Time Count Committee. Many people are part of the census activities that are going on, part of the loaves and fishes numbers that you know we've been generating, serving people in need, feeding hungry. There are many agencies already here in place in Taney County that do quite a wonderful job in meeting the needs. Unfortunately, we're all underfunded. These funds that would be made available down through the state, through DSS, would help us in solidifying a process to where people that are in need can actually stabilize their lives, children and their families can come together in a home they can call their own. I wanted to point out a couple of things just briefly about the four categories of eligibility. There are many, many ways that this can be approached. I'd like to point out short and medium term rental assistance. Okay, that's in some paperwork that I'll be more than happy to give you copies if we can have someone make those copies. But it would allow people to get assistance, medium-term rental assistance, up to 4 to 18 months. Also, security and utility deposits. Something that we've run across in pulling people out of homeless issues is that there's no money available to help fund utility deposits at the local electric companies. This money could be used for that. Utility payments. It could be used for up to 6 months to include utility payments in arrears. A moving cost association, hotel and motel vouchers for up to 30 days. I'm an advocate of moving people out of the weekly rentals, and I think that this money can be used in that process. Housing and relocation and stabilization services, case management. This money can be used to offer case management services and allow people to get the education that they need to remain free of the burden of homelessness. Also, outreach and engagement services, housing search and placement, legal services, and credit repair. All these are things that can be utilized through this money. It is a big process. There's a lot at stake. But I believe that with a unified plan that I understand that everyone's trying to work toward, we can make this happen, and it can benefit Taney County. I am not opposed to anybody in this room working together closely. What I am opposed to is that we're not going to work together. And I just encourage the commission and all the agencies here to remain strong and stand firm. And we have a huge task at hand. We're commissioned to do that. And our efforts, just Church Army, are just a small portion of what people do here. So I just want to thank you for your time, okay?
Hey, Christopher.
Yeah.
Those examples you gave, is that in this big book?
That's where you got
it. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Okay. Yes, yep. It is. And it goes into quite lengthy detail about those things, and then it does allow for administrative costs. Mm-hmm. One thing that I might want to point out too is we want to, it stresses that we want to maintain that low administrative cost.
Correct.
And so it, what might need to take place would be a good hard look at not creating more jobs, you know, through that administrative cost, but finding an agency or an entity that's already got something in place that they could use some of that money to supplement their cost, thus reducing the administrative cost for our county, and thus it would also be a great model for other counties to follow as well, because we are being accountable for how we spend the money.
Just a little joke here. OCAC, you've got quite a bit of extra time, don't you, in your office? No? Your point's well taken. Just
Thank
a little
you.
Humor. Who else? Steve?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure?
Yeah.
I just have four.
Four real quick points to kind of add to what Chris said, but for ourselves and the media especially, this is homelessness prevention and not homeless actions. They cross, but they're not the same, and we have to make sure we
explain that a little
okay.
bit. Could you, Alan?
Homelessness prevention are all those things that Chris talked about, where you're throwing out utility help and rental help and mortgage help and credit help, transportation help, sometimes medical help, anything that helps keep people in their home. For example, the people in the motels may or may not be considered homeless. You know, but a person on the street obviously is. This grant addresses rapid rehousing of some aspects of almost homeless, and homelessness prevention. And that's got to keep straight as we go through this whole thing. The very same things we talked about, the homeless prevention actions, are the things that we've been doing in Stone County for several years. And it's DSS contracts. They come down through the commission, some contracted out, and it does those very things that Chris just listed through there, and I reiterated to some degree. And it's quite successful. It works. But the criteria on this one's much, much more stringent than the old ones as far as who gets to use the money. And I'd also like to make sure we know that these are not agency dollars that are coming down. These are county dollars to be used everywhere, which will support multiple agencies. And I think that's important that we keep that. And really, whoever gets, and I support Chris 100% on the administrative, there should be zero administrative cost on this unless the county takes a piece of it, which you're allowed to do. But as far as the subcontractor, there should be basically zero administrative cost, because it should be in place to the point that you can walk out and do it. Shouldn't have to hire anybody or anything else. It just should be able to be done. So,
just to be real candid, if we go forward and you're one of the ever how many might submit a application, as county commission, we're going to look at those and try to make a decision. Any help you can be to someone like me, because this is first time around?
It goes right back to what Ron said, and I read out of here. Emphasizes that the infrastructure, capacity, and experience a subcontractor should be carefully evaluated to ensure that any funding can be quickly, efficiently, and accountably distributed to Missouri citizens. And I look at infrastructure, capacity, and experience. That should be fairly easy for your agency to provide that to you, and you understand that. The quickly, efficiency, and accountably distribution is really, to me, it's a learning curve. Where is that organization on the learning curve of doing this type of work? Are they here, or are they on the flat plane of the learning curve? So.
Okay. And may show ignorance here, but the DSS that you've worked with, this is different. In what way is it different?
It's the same types of money, a lot more of it.
Right.
But it's different in the aspect that some of the rules that are out there right now, but from the state of Missouri through the Housing Development Commission and Housing Trust Fund money, says that if this person has this issue, and this issue, we can give them the funds or provide the funds to support them. We don't give it to them. This has a lot of risk criteria in it. A person has to meet based upon the plan that's going to be submitted, a certain level of risk before we'll go in and help that person to the degree that they probably want helped. That's really the difference. There's a whole lot more criteria to meet than what's come down before. In fact, this one is probably the strongest administrative grant that I've ever had to mess with, and I think I've got 11, 12 grants right now. 7 or 8 of those are in the housing area. So.
Okay.
I can't specifically tell you what all the differences
right.
are, but it's just a more of a stricter criteria. You know, if they're going to be homeless, if they're going to become homeless, only if you don't give them HPRP money, then they qualify. And that's what you've got to be able to find. If they're going to become homeless, but they've got family in the next state that'll take them in, they should go to the family. And we'll provide that fund to a family with a higher risk. Okay.
While Steve's come another stab at some humor. Jay, that reminds me of TIF. We had somebody talking about TIF. You know, you can't have it unless you can't get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can't have it unless you don't need it. Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's what the bank tells me.
There you go.
I'm Steve Bond, director, Church Army Branson, and I don't have the dynamics that these last three did. It's tough to follow these acts, yeah. I guess I have more questions than anything than a couple of comments. Why is the timeline on this so short, I guess? Was that an act of the federal government that made this so tight?
That's the way, yeah.
Because I understand you have to turn something in by the 6th.
Yeah, we voted on the letter of intent. That was the first deadline. Because of the way the funding came, they dictate the timeline. So they dictated a very short timeline.
And you're going to give us the timeline so we know what the 10th is?
Yeah, this is something that we've got to agree to, but yes.
Okay, yeah, I've worked on tight timelines, but I'm not sure I've ever done a 1 week thing. But,
yeah.
But
week is not the application. I want to make sure it's just your qualifications.
Okay.
We want to make sure I'm open to this. I'll be honest, I'm pretty familiar with Church Army, Christian Associates, CAM, OCAC, and all that, but I wanted to make sure it's available, that there's not another agency out there that we're not considering. And that's what we're trying to get our hands around, is all the agencies who want to be considered for this.
Okay, and a couple of observations. One is, and I finally started hearing it, this is really not about helping any agencies.
Right.
It really has nothing to do with the agencies. It's about the people out there that are being tossed out of their homes for no fault of their own.
Correct.
Basically. And also, I would probably challenge, and I know Renee's aware of this, and Christopher hasn't told me enough times, he had to write it down again, but the definition of homelessness has changed, and it includes people in weekly rentals and as well as foreclosures. Mm-hmm. If they're in foreclosure, they're considered homeless. Am I right in that? And if they're living on a weekly rental, not a monthly rental, but a weekly rental, they're also, by definition of the Hearth Act, the Hearth Act declared them as homeless also, because we do the point in time count, and that's a big part of what's considered homeless. And that has a tough reputation, but if you've ever gone out on a Thursday night and passed out the sandwich bags or gone to the point in time count like a lot of people in here have done and seen that lifestyle, it's pretty rough. When you see two or three families with two or three single mothers with a couple of kids each and they're all in one hotel room, it's pretty scary to watch that on a regular basis. And that, I think that has to be considered in this. One other thing about the comprehensive group, that is, to me, it's the best way I can put it, a big stirring pot of debate and hard feelings waiting to happen. Because eventually somebody's going to be told no, and they're going to disagree with the decision, and they're going to want to go to somebody, and it's probably going to be you guys on a regular basis, I would imagine. The $175,000 sounds like a lot of money. It's nothing compared to what's the need is. And, whoever does this, whether it be you guys directly, whether it be City of Branson, whether it be Christian Action or Church Army, I'm not sure I want my horse in that race as far as the person that decides who gets the money. That's really going to cause a lot of difficulty among the nonprofits right here at Branson and in Stone County and Taney County. It's just something to be aware of. I hope I'm totally wrong, but I've been doing this now about 7 years, and it's happened before, and it'll probably always continue. And it may not be worth the little things that go on behind the scenes that we witness all the time. So, just throwing that out, Chuck. And
Makes a lot of sense.
Jim and Danny.
And in a way, that was the question I was asking Alan, is if the county commission, which is these three guys today, we got to deal with it. Danny kind of talked about that in other ways. And the other point, and Christopher said it, I like the way he says it, everybody said it, you mentioned it, Jim, if you look in this room, all the people sitting here, I believe, are here for the right reason. That's caring about other people that's needing something. So, anyhow, whatever that's worth.
One thing I wanted to answer with his question about the timeline. Everything that has come, I shouldn't say everything, but the biggest majority of things that have come from stimulus funding has a timeline that is almost to the point of unreachable, and that's, I guess, to whether it be transportation needs, whether it be all the other needs that are there when it's first presented to us. My statement about it being a challenge, every stimulus dollar that comes to you seems to be a challenge to get that dollar in a certain time frame and get the engineering or get the other needs, plans, opportunities. And whenever I mentioned the challenge, we have two great people that have worked stimulus for us, and they have met those challenges, just like I know that everybody that is concerned about the citizens of Taney County will meet those challenges. I know that's a strong statement to make, but it'll happen that way because of people like you that are out here in the communities that want to work on helping other individuals, and that's what it's all about anyway. So I see that we have it's almost like a ticking of the clock from this point forward.
Sure.
All right. I just want to elaborate on a couple of quick points. On the definition of homelessness, that was recently changed to include people that are in the at the end of a 14-day stay at a motel or weekly rental, and also people that are in foreclosure. That was changed by the federal government through a process of the McKinney-Vento Act, which this piece component is called the Hearth Act. And you can go online and take a look at that information. With the point-in-time count and how we survey, I was actually a big part of changing the surveys for the point-in-time count this year. We also include doubled up on the category of homelessness, people that are couch surfing. We have many, many issues of that situation occurring in our county. A lot of people are couch surfing, sharing, another motel unit with somebody or another couch, home or something like that, and they are considered homeless. One other thing, too, I just wanted to point out, I also sit on the Homeless Missourians Information System Steering Committee for the state, and we were informed back in May, the end of May, I went to a meeting up in Jeff City, and we were informed that this was going to be passed down and trickled down. And we were all told just to wait until the letters of intent came to the presiding commissioners. So I've made other agencies aware, and other people aware that this was going to happen. I also, as I talked with Chuck about, was aware that this was going to be a document-heavy process and also a short turnaround process. We've all been made aware of that. But I just want to stress that I believe that we can go and work through those. Because the greater good of serving the people with this money is far more important. I'll work late nights if I have to, whatever it takes. And I just want to stress that. So, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't be quiet.
Well, I was going to call on you earlier.
For those of you that probably don't know me, I'm Dina Swan. Rachel and I are here representing the Hiding Place. And this all, we're not real sure what's going on, except Carolyn finally took a vacation and called and said, hey, meeting going on, be there. So we just wanted everybody to know that the Hiding Place, just like everybody else here, we have our hearts in the right place. We're out there working hard like everybody else, and we just wanted you to know we are here, we are interested, we don't want to be any subcontractor. We just want to help people like everybody else. So just please don't forget us, because we're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was just quickly going to tell Dina, for all those agencies that are contacting us, obviously whomever it is you choose, if you choose to do that as a subcontractor, we're going to give them all the information, such as the two-page letter that we got from you all at the hiding place, and all the other agencies as well, because that's where your clients are going to come from.
I should have done this to start with. Rick Ziegenfuss taught me well, but I slipped. Ron Houseman introduced himself. He's been speaking. The next lady is Joan Chowning. She's been mentioned. They're the team there in our economic development. How about the rest of you? Would you go around the room?
Bali, and I wear about 12 different hats, but in this particular meeting, I'm representing the LCAC board.
Steve Bond introduced himself. Candy?
I'm Candy Lord. I'm the supervisor of the Taney County LCAC neighborhood center.
Wayne Dietrich, program director for Missouri Extension.
My name is Linda Barney. I'm a victim advocate at the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
My name is Joan Westfall, and I'm here today as a concerned citizen of Taney County.
Pretty impressive here, Frank.
Rachel Zimbal, administrative assistant for the hiding place.
Tina
Swan, volunteer at the hiding place.
Alan Tatman, chief executive officer for Christian Associates.
Thank you very much. Who else? Somebody else have other thoughts, questions, comments? Ron?
As I heard the different speakers come forward and congratulate you all on what you're doing, I want to do that as well. I've been around a long time, and it's not always that we have a commission that is proactive-minded enough to move forward, to accept funding such as this that will help in all the situations that you're hearing here. There's going to be other opportunities. They're going to be forthcoming. There's going to be other times that we come to you in a number of different fields. And I'm just asking you to be as receptive to those as we bring them to you so that Taney County can step up into this century as far as extending social services.
Ron, the additional funding you'd mentioned, or was somewhere I've read that, we don't have to ask for that. That happens when other counties that don't
there,
apply.
There are a number of counties right now that will be turning down the opportunity to get these funds, because they don't want to administer them, or for whatever reason. Once they do that, it goes back in the melting pot, it goes back to the formula, and we should be eligible for additional funds following, actually, July 6th, because that's the deadline. That's when they will tally up who has sent in the letters of intent and who has not. If you did not send it in, those funds go back into a pot for redistribution. That's my understanding.
Because I think there's $12 million was allocated to the state.
It should be a letter come out.
Actually,
$27 million. Yeah. $27 million was delegated up to the state.
And the majority of that went to the largest entities in the state, I think the top five entities in the state. And that's where the vast majority of people are, so that makes sense. But that left rural Missouri with the balance, 11 or 12 million.
Yeah, 12 million was remaining. So, gentlemen, what about the deadlines that I proposed?
Well, I've kind of tried to read as we were talking and whatnot. Here's one. Are you prepared to comply with all DSS requirements?
Mm-hmm.
That may be a tough question to answer. I mean, you may think you are, and you may not know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, everything as it relates to the grant, I mean, that's kind of how it relates to, because there is requirements that they're requiring. I mean, obviously, DSS are making some requirements within this grant, and that's the statement that I put in there was just, I think I added that at the end, was just making, when we were up there finishing the document this afternoon, was I just want to make sure that everyone's going to comply with DSS, because obviously we have to monitor everything, and we want to make sure you're compliant. So
right.
Do your part.
I do have some concern with your timeline.
Okay.
And that the review by the commission with that it's a day apart. I would rather move that 13th date forward.
Well, that's a Monday, so it would have to go. The 10th is a Friday.
Well,
so,
well, That's a Monday, and then?
Tuesday is when we call everyone, try to get an appointment set as fast as possible.
Okay. We have so many other things on Tuesday at that time frame. You know our schedule on Tuesday.
Right. It's actually scheduled from 3 o'clock on. Okay. Is what we how I booked it on the agenda.
But do we have time to review what we need to review at that point in that short time frame?
Right. We've allocated on the agenda. I mean,
you feel that way. I know.
It's a short time, and we may have. We'll have to log the hours. Unfortunately, every day we push it back, it's harder for the application to be filled out.
And right.
So if you want to move back to the 15th, it's fine. But I mean. The challenge is obviously just getting through the paperwork.
30 days after you receive it, all this. That's what I read, but I thought there was a specific.
We only get 30 days after the letter, the application.
Well, you want to move that 13th forward to the 12th and give
that's
us.
That's a Sunday.
I mean, okay, that's. I thought the 13th was
Monday. Yeah, 12th is a Sunday. 11th is a Saturday. So I mean, we're literally getting them on a Friday at 5, and then. We're reviewing them on the first Monday.
May I suggest to find out who it is that might be interested in subgranting? Let them look. I mean, because what you're asking for is a statement of qualifications.
Right.
A statement of qualifications is not that difficult as far as I'm concerned. But if there are also some questions up there, Chuck, that you have thoughts about, maybe whoever's interested in being a subgrantee can go through those now and see if there is something objectionable that they can't get done within a time frame.
So what about the 30-day thing? Is it 30 days from?
This is actually the application that I pulled offline off DSS today. This is one that they submitted that they have, you know, guidelines they have to follow. And just briefly going through this, and there's a lot to read, there is a 60-day time frame they reference, and also there is briefly describe the process the grantee plans to use once HUD signs the grant agreement. The funds allocated will be received by September 30th. I believe in our HMIS committee meeting we talked about the fact that the turnaround time on this would be September. Is when everything had to be finalized and done so that they could receive funds the month of October.
Right.
It's very fast,
right.
Very, very fast. What I'll do is I'll give this application a copy of this to you guys so that you can approve through it, but I believe that's, yeah.
Are you saying that after the 14th, that gives
that
2 weeks to get their thing done?
No, it'll give them actually 40, it sounds like about 40 days.
40 yeah. days from
About
that.
40 days to finish is what, and that's what they're saying. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks to do the application
yeah.
properly. So
yeah.
if we push it back any further, it affects them and their ability to fill the paperwork out.
Right.
We want to give that agency or agencies the best opportunity to fill the paperwork out properly.
I'm going to ask the person that's done this before. What do you think?
I think what you're reading is directly from HUD to the state.
To DSS.
Yes, to DSS.
So I'm giving you the time frame of DSS.
DSS's thing to us, which I have to scramble through there, is the application comes after the 6th, next week, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 30 days to mm-hmm. have that application back in.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a good time to have everything in place by the 15th of September
mm-hmm.
be ready to receive the funds on
right.
October.
So I mean, it's tight.
So basically,
yeah.
we're only going to have 30 days after we get the application.
Right.
Which should be maybe at the end of next week, which really is about the fastest.
40 days probably from the day.
That's what I was
taking away the holidays.
Okay.
You had it.
We good with your timeline?
Yep.
I'm fine.
All right. But I've got these for everybody here. And our next, so basically just reiterating is that, the 10th at 5 o'clock, which is a week from tomorrow, submit all your statement of qualifications. We're going to review and try to make a decision, by the middle of that following week, which is around the 14th or 15th. At least we'll have a direction if it's one or two subs or, obviously this is all new area for us, so we're going to have to, you'll have to be as patient as you can with us, so at least for me. You don't have to be patient with them if you don't want to, but me. So.
Anything else?
So.
Oh, very good.
Does everyone understand what the next step is then? Excellent.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We'll recess.
About George?
Yeah.
What's that?
His daughter got a real bad car accident in Colorado.
Well, I called him out there and see, she said, he said she was really